Welcome to Shaken and Stirred, a James Bond rewatch podcast for diehard 00s and franchise first timers alike. My name is Evan Atkinson, and I am joined, as always, by my lovely co-host, Alex Doherty. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing so well. I've missed you so deeply.
I've missed you so deeply as well. We're back in the saddle. It's been a little bit, even longer, since we had maybe a cogent recording. But we're doing it. This time we're watching Roger Moore, James Bond film, 1977's The Spy Who Loved Me.
Ooh.
Which I know fucking nothing about.
Oh, is this going to be like a spy on spy? Wait, I guess.
Spy versus spy?
That happens a lot, though.
It is a lot of it.
Right.
But, so we're hot off the heels of Man with the Golden Gun, who I think is, honestly, we didn't record yet. Or maybe.
I think we did.
We recorded the intro, but we didn't record the afterwards for Man with the Golden Gun. Because I just asked you about it the next day.
Oh, yeah.
There was no microphone present. I just genuinely asked you as a friend what you thought of a movie we watched.
Indeed.
There's no commercial benefit to it.
Dang, no money.
But we're hot off the heels of James Bond's epic duel with Scaramanga. So, Alex, what do you think The Spy Who Loved Me is about?
I think The Spy Who Loved Me is going to be about, I think, in the beginning... I think he's going to be the spy that loved somebody. It's going to be in the point of view of somebody else.
Oh.
I feel like maybe it's going to be a damsel in distress kind of situation.
Okay.
Very much into. And I'm going to say region. I'm going to give it to 77.
What countries were popping in the 70s?
I mean, we haven't technically gone to Russia. I think we are going to go to bum ba da bum. California.
Okay.
That's all.
That was a globetrotting thought process.
Right.
Okay. But California. Yeah. Okay. So you think it's going to be... Is he going to get married again in this one?
I don't think we've heard him say, I love you, this one, right?
It was the code word in that one where it's so funny where James Bond could not bring himself to say he loved another person.
Nope.
Okay. So this is fascinating. I think... I'll do the opposite thought process. I think James Bond is going to fall in love with another spy.
Fuck yeah.
I think he is going to be loved by a spy. Spy who loved Bond. Is that going to happen? Probably not. Women don't have agency in these films.
Nope.
But I think he's going to fall in love with a spy. I don't think they're going to get married. And I think they're going to go to, let's see, the last one was like Southeast Asia. Maybe we're due for like Eastern Europe. Like, mm-hmm. I think East Berlin, to go with your Cold War thing. I'm going to say Romania and Poland.
That actually sounds pretty good.
All right. We're going to watch the movie. We're going to find out. Check back in with us when we're a little bit more shaken and a little bit more stirred for our review of the movie. And we're back.
Woo!
Wowzers.
Yeah. Wow.
It's crazy. When we record these, we truly stop the movie 30 seconds before we start talking about it. There's no
time.
Alex was like starting to say something. I said, stop. We have to start recording because this has to be raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
We sit in silence and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's set some baselines. First of all, called a lot of the movie.
Yeah, no, you got it almost exactly
right. Which feels pretty good.
Except for the countries. Super wrong on the countries. But we were right on who it was against. We just forgot we couldn't film in those countries.
Okay, let's give a quick recap of the movie. So, starts off, we're on a submarine. My note is a submarine getting wrestled. They rise to the surface and they look at the periscope and the guy goes, oh no, I can't believe it. So scared. We cut to this secret agent XXX, this beautiful woman. Hot take, the hottest person we've had in a James Bond film.
You know, I would agree. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, she was top. Well, I'll definitely say top Bond girl, 1,000%.
Yes.
Yeah.
So 100%. She is in bed. We find out she's a secret agent. she's on the trail of these submarines that have gone missing.
She was in bed with a spy who we all know is a spy.
Yes, she was in bed with another spy. We cut to James Bond somewhere in the Alps, absolutely boning down on a bearskin rug. And then he gets a label maker printout fax from his watch that goes, hey, you need to do spy stuff.
Immediately.
Sorry, woman, I have to go do spy things. Leaves. Turns out, as unsurprisingly, she's a double agent and goes, he's leaving the chateau. Ski patrol. Get him. So like 12 dudes on skis go to kill him. He is dressed in what I wrote down as a Ronald McDonald outfit.
100%. The big backpack.
Big red backpack, bright yellow ski suit. Mm-hmm. There is a pretty wild ski chase, which ends in James Bond doing a backflip while backflipping, shooting a guy with a rocket bullet. He shoots him with a bullet. We have not been privy to the fact that these bullets are explosive.
Yeah.
He shoots him with what we think is a regular gun, and then a rocket explodes in this man's chest.
He was really demolishing these men.
He was ruining some people.
We established bombs early.
A lot of explosions in this one. The pyrotechnics budget off the chain. Shoots a guy with a rocket bullet while doing a backflip, then skis off a cliff. Opens his parachute. It's the British flag.
Another thing Evan called.
Say what you will, but he's a caricature of himself. this not-so-secret agent. Then we cut to our title sequence. Quick pause to talk about the title song, Alex.
Bad news.
It sucked. Thank you.
It was like, it was fine background music, but there's a reason why they never played it during the movie.
Could you sing it?
What was...
See, you want to say Live and Let Die.
Loved me.
The spy who loved me. Carly Simon.
Yep.
Whose name I've heard before, and apologies, I don't know who she is.
I don't have a goddamn.
But it's just not good. It was weird. It's a song that I could imagine a really drunk businessman singing at karaoke.
Ooh.
And me being like, oh, I don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
It's that. And that's not the super spy that I want. I want the insane rock opera and xylophone solos of Live and Let Die. I want something. Because the Roger Moore Bond themes have been pretty good.
Definitely.
I feel. This one?
Pretty boring.
Pretty boring.
But the actual sequence itself, also kind of strange. Just a lot of ladies jumping around.
How is that different from any of the other ones?
That's fair.
There's a lot more.
It was weird.
The bouncing was weird. Everyone was doing flips.
And they were just super naked, and you could tell.
Yeah. You normally can't tell.
Yeah.
This one. Just,
they're a little bit more low-key. There's just like, what if we saw jiggling tits everywhere?
Whoa!
Bye!
Language. Yeah. I would give title sequence least favorite, honestly.
Yeah, it's definitely down there.
And that is inclusive of Dr. No's Three Blind Mice. I think that's
top tier.
That's fun.
That one was good.
This was trash. Okay. So we get out of title sequence, and now James Bond has been tasked to figure out what's happened to these submarines. He goes to a briefing with MI6 and the naval chiefs, and they're like, we don't understand how, but Russia has figured out how to track our nuclear submarines. And Q's like, obviously, you just fucking look for them. Like,
why don't we do that?
He's like, you know how we can track stuff with heat signatures by seeing how hot it is? Submarines emit heat, too. We just look for that. And everyone's like, but they've never done that before. We thought the heat didn't exist because it was underwater.
Obviously.
And Q's like, no, here's how I would do it. And they're like, fuck. All right. Guess the whole military is in jeopardy now. So
he's just in charge out here.
Q also, this is the first of what I'll call 1,000 zooms where the camera just zooms for either like a goofy reaction from somebody or Q is like, actually? And the camera zooms in on him being like, I know how to track a submarine. That's crazy. Also, in case you're curious, Q's hands much larger in this film than previous.
I'm nervous about him.
I think he's unwell.
Yeah,
I think he has his circulation is in jeopardy.
Mm.
From there, where do we go? If you guessed, Egypt.
You're correct.
Famous for its submarines.
Yep. We spent a little bit of time in the pyramids as one of them.
Someone in Egypt, from what I Can Grok has a microfilm that details the process by which people are using to steal these submarines.
Indeed.
James is on the hunt for this dude in Egypt, but so is our lady spy, also on the hunt for these people. Our two henchmen dispatched by our villain Stromberg, who I don't think we're fully introduced to Stromberg at this point.
No.
We're introduced to the henchmen.
No, we do. We have it early because he blows up.
He sends the woman to the shark.
And then he blows the other people up. So we establish that he likes sharks and bombs.
Yes. Okay. So the audience is introduced to this guy who's been stealing submarines. His name is Stromberg. He lives in an underwater base, which is sick as hell.
It's sick.
And yeah, he feeds a woman to a shark, blows up a helicopter, two other guys who came up with this genius submarine finding formula, which is literally just look for where the ocean's hot.
Right.
Insane. And
definitely fly away.
He lets him fly. He sends. Okay, listen, this guy's main way to execute people is through a trapdoor in his elevator.
Very convenient.
Super convenient. It's the only way on and off the base.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has to go in this elevator.
So a lot of tension every time someone goes into one elevator.
A woman goes into the elevator, drops her in the shark pit. She gets eaten. Yum, yum, yum. Then the two guys who he ends up killing get in the same elevator, and then he lets them go upstairs, get into a helicopter, and then blows up the helicopter.
It's pretty good.
Do you think it's because the shark is already full?
Ooh.
We didn't think that about him caring for the shark.
That could be it, but I feel like the shark could eat him later. I feel like he really wants to show off the bombs, because we just eventually just get so many explosives.
Yes, that is true.
We want to establish him as a character fast and early, and so we get two.
So we're in Egypt looking for this microfilm that details how Stromberg has been stealing the submarines. James Bond is running around through the most artsy shots we've seen in any James Bond film.
Literally.
It's like when I recently watched the Harry Potter series for the first time, being 2018.
Yep.
But as an adult, I didn't see them as a kid. And so I was analyzing these films as an adult instead of like, oh, I can't wait to see what this wizard boy does next. I'm like, who's the DP on this?
Yeah.
And it's like the big shift from like maybe movie 3 to 4 when it's like, this is a kid's movie, to Alfonso Cuarón is in this directing.
Yep.
And you're like, what the fuck is that? Like,
yeah.
There's just such a switch to, I looked it up, cinematographer's French, and I feel like that explained everything for me.
Oh, 100%. He's very art. It felt very European. It felt very like, I don't know.
Like there's that shot that we both sat up and went like, hold on, what's happening? He gets to Egypt, James Bond silhouetted in like this long staircase hallway,
mm-hmm.
walks in front of like the tower of a mosque.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you can see it's fucking beautiful.
It's
and then
really nice.
In shadow, walks down the staircase, is revealed in the light, and then like walks into this like other crazy angle. There's cameras shooting from like a mile away, but it looks so good.
It's so, so nice. Cool. They're doing all this like screen work and shit. They really go to town
in Egypt.
Bunch
of fights in Egypt. Basically, they find the guy, the two henchmen that are on the trail of this scientist with the microfilm as well. One of them is named, I forget one of them's name, because he shows up and immediately dies.
Yeah, he was really bad at his job.
He was just kind of like a short, thick thumb of a man.
How are they hired at the same time?
That's true.
Like, one died right away and the other one lasts for 2 months.
The other one is unkillable. So, guy, we forget his name. He's pretty forgettable. The other guy, James Bond's series favorite henchperson, Jaws, is in this flick, which I didn't know.
Amazing.
I got very excited when I saw him on screen. His whole thing is he has metal teeth and he's 7.5 feet tall.
It's wild.
It's wild. He's also like unkillable and can rip a car apart with his bare hands.
He did that so fast. It was kind of cool to watch.
It was very cool.
Watching him just throw Roger Moore around.
So we're in Egypt. A little bit of intrigue, a fun fight in the pyramids and stuff. Beautiful cinematography. Agent XXX and 007 have a cute scene in a bar where she's like, I already know what your drink order is. It's shaken, it's stirred. And he's like, well, I know your name. So basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We did the same level of espionage. And she just keeps one-upping him.
Yep.
Which is pretty good.
They really, he think They very much go tit for tat, which we love to see.
They do go tit for tat. It
doesn't work out. Although they get the thing.
They get the microfilm. They get on a boat at one point, and James Bond gets a little feisty because he's like, I'm on a boat. That means I get to fuck.
Yeah.
As per my contract. And so he starts to try to kiss her in some of the most stilted dialogue of any of these movies is he's like, what they teach you in survival school? And she's like, to keep a positive attitude. And he said, yeah, but what else? And she said, to eat food. Food is very important. And he's like, yeah, I love food. What else? Did I teach you anything else? She's like, yeah, we got to keep our bodies close.
He's like, that's the one I was looking for.
Yeah, I was looking for that. Thank you. And then they do kiss. But then she blows a knockout cigarette in his face and he falls asleep.
Love to see it.
Ditches him, steals the microfilm, and then James Bond gets called into MI6. But, Egyptian field trip.
Da-da-da-da.
The entire MI6 office, like we saw in You Only Live Twice, when it's the exact same as the MI6 office, but on a boat. This time it's the exact same as the MI6 office, but in an Egyptian ruin. Moneypenny has a fucking desk in the temple of Thoth.
I love how they do this.
There's also the same doors. It's crazy. I am obsessed with it. I love that MI6 is able to create a replica of their office wherever
every time
they are.
The artsy one from the last movie.
Oh my God. It's so good.
So good.
So they're in this office and then M drops a bomb on 007. The KGB and MI6 are working together on this one. So he and this lady spy have to be friends. Boys and girls can never be friends. Harry met Sally. So they go on a train together because they're on, where are they going? Oh, they're going to meet Stromberg because they find a piece of evidence on the microfilm that they're like, Stromberg is the person behind this. So they're going to meet him. They're on a train on the way there. They're having, a really cute flirt moment.
Yeah, definitely. She's like kind of considering sleeping with him.
Like, but not like she's been forced to.
No,
like she
has
the option to choose.
Definitely. She was kind of like, no, no thanks. And he's like, oh, dang, I really just want to share the champagne with you. And he's like all nervous about it.
It's pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like leaning up against the door, like just really thinking about James.
And he's like stressed undressing and she's like happy undressing.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I got to get something from my closet. Alert. Jaws has been hiding in the closet the whole time.
Literally yelled.
Honestly, the biggest jump scare we've ever had in a James Bond film.
100%. The only jump scare we've had.
Alex did scream and her scream. First of all, the jump scare was scary, but Alex screaming at it just absolutely frightened me in my core.
It really freaked me out. They did it like, because I don't know. I just really was not expecting that.
It's really scary.
Scary dude. They just make him like a vampire.
He is. He bites people's throats out.
Which is weird.
It's the most, objectively violent death.
It's true. I guess it's like, I feel like I'd almost enjoy more if he went for the middle, but he goes for the side, which makes me think, like, are you going to drink the blood as well? Like, what are we doing?
You'd enjoy it more?
No. Like, it would make me less uncomfortable.
If he went for the trachea?
Yeah. Because they would know what's going on, you know, a quick little, rip out like a dog.
Oh, my God. You're still going to die if someone rips the side of your throat out.
But instead, they do it like Dracula style, where he just slowly leans towards the side of your
That's
neck.
True. That's
like, for what? What are you going to do?
It's kind of hot.
Just do a little prick and then you eat it? Like, what's he? I don't know.
I don't know. He's got big metal teeth. He could bite through metal. I think he's just going for the jugular.
That's true.
I don't want to get into it with this man. That's all I'm saying. But they have a fight. James Bond ends up throwing him out a window and says he just dropped in for a quick bite, which is great. And then they fuck. And then they fuck. Yeah, they do. Yeah. And it's consensual and we love it.
Yeah, she's on top.
They get to their destination. Q's there too. And Q's like, I brought your car for you. And James is like, oh, that's great. Thanks. Takes it. And Q's like, don't you want to see how it works? And James is like, no, I know how to drive. Whatever. Take the car. Turns out, after the sickest fucking car chase.
Yep. And great background tunes.
Really? Oh, my God. The funk music in this movie. Out of nowhere and insane every time you hear it.
Yep. Well, because the car does turn into a spaceship. Or, sorry, not a spaceship. Submarine.
It's a Lotus Esprit. I'm gonna guess it's a Lotus, and it just turns into a submarine and like works pretty well. The underwater photography makes me believe that car is actually driving.
Definitely,
water, which is very cool. They have this whole underwater fight scene with the car. The car shoots missiles. It's very sick. And then they get rescued and they're taken to an American submarine to keep hunting down this guy. Oh, the submarine they're on starts to get eaten like the other two. And it turns out this big cargo ship that Stromberg owns has been eating all the submarines up.
Ooh.
Yum, yum, yum.
Agent Triple X and James Bond make it to Stromberg's place pretending to be a couple that marine biologists.
Gotta do it.
Afterwards, they're successful with it, they think. But of course, as soon as the James Bond leaves, Stromberg's like, that was James Bond. That's crazy. We should go after them.
Every time. He's the least secret agent.
He forgets that everyone knows who he is.
He leads with his name.
Always. He had a fake name once, and it was Lazenby. Or like...
Lazenby's Bond.
Bond.
Yeah. One time the spy has ever gone undercover.
Literally. And then also, I guess, when James Bond died. But... Yeah. So after James Bond and the other agent leave, they're chatting away in their hotel, still, you know, feeling great after their good night of sex. And James Bond lights a cigarette, mentions that the lighter's from Austria. And she's like, when were you in Austria? And he's like, just a couple weeks ago.
That's where it happened.
Yeah. And she was like, my boy was in Austria just a few weeks ago. He died out there. And that's when he finds out that he, James Bond, murdered her, Boothang, from the beginning. So she's like, well, I'm going to murder you as soon as this thing's over. And I hate you. And goodbye. And yeah, then Agent X leaves the room.
Okay, so this is crazy. Because they... Normally, like, we don't get timelines in these movies. In this one, he was like, yeah, that was 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
So she had someone she was madly in love with 3 weeks ago who died.
Yeah, tragically.
Tragically.
She probably didn't get the body.
And then was immediately like, who's this Jim Jam guy? I want to jump his bones.
No, she was slow to it. She was not trying to beg.
It took her a day.
No, well, 3 weeks.
3 weeks to recover from him, a day to succumb to James Bond. And also 3 weeks. if the love of your life died.
Listen, I don't, maybe it wasn't that deep. And for love for James Bond, deeper.
I mean, it could be. He's the main character and we love that.
It's true.
And that, yeah. So she's like, all right. Well, but it obviously meant something to her because she's like, hey, I know we just had some pretty righteous sex. I'm going to murder you as soon as I'm legally able to.
Yeah, she was like, you're a rebound. Turns out you did the thing that I'm rebounding from.
Rebound, reload. I'm going to blast you in the next week.
So, yeah, then they do get onto the ship and do a big fight.
Get on the ship. They get captured. James Bond ends up freeing all of the sub crews. Agent Triple X is taken to Atlantis, which is the code name for the undersea base that Stromberg has. Meanwhile, on the cargo ship, James Bond stages a revolution, frees everybody. They go out and they take the ship back over. They find a nuke that was lying around. James Bond obviously knows how to take that apart and turn it into a detonator, blows up the secure control station of the ship, takes the ship out, takes a submarine, leaves, but not before Stromberg was able to launch two of the nuclear submarines into the ocean. His plan, which we have not talked about yet, because I still don't fully understand it, is that he loves the water so much. He's so horny for living underwater that he's like, let's just nuke the world.
He doesn't like that they're going to space. I think.
No, that's it. Yeah.
Right?
He's like, why are y'all so interested in space? You should be more interested in the ocean.
Let me force it upon you.
The only way I can figure out how to make that work is by burning all land. So you have to come live in the water with me.
Anyways,
so he...
Do you know what fish this is?
Oh my God. A lionfish. It's a popular fish. He kidnaps the submarines, takes their missiles, crews the submarines with his own guys, sends them out. He's going to launch nukes at New York and Moscow. Oh no. But James Bond, in 35 seconds.
Yep. Master programmer.
He just goes, let's just get them to shoot the nukes at each other. There's two ships, two nukes.
Crazy physics.
And then he sends, there's no like reprogramming that has to happen. He just kind of texts he sends a fax message to the captain of each submarine. He goes, hey, I know you're going to shoot Moscow. Shoot this other submarine instead. And they go, that's orders are orders.
Done.
And they do it and they blow each other up. So this is the only James Bond movie, as far as I'm aware, where two nukes go off.
Yeah.
Technically three.
Yeah. They were really bomb heavy, this film.
So everybody in the fight scene in the cargo ship had a grenade.
Yeah, we saw at least six go out.
Dude, 16.
Yeah.
So many grenades.
Well, they really started getting creative with the different bombs usage. And then they had some really sad death shots.
Yeah, those times.
Some people lit on fire.
You'd be introduced to a character and they're like, I can't wait to make a home to my wife. And then he would be like, I'm going to go charge this machine gun. And we're like, no, unnamed character has a wife. And he'll run up and immediately die.
I'm like, oh, okay.
So James Bond solves the nuclear crisis. The only thing left to do is to blow up Stromberg's Atlantis base.
Naturally.
And save Agent Triple X. So he rolls up with the American submarine. And they're going to go blow it up. And he goes, wait, I need an hour because I need to save my lady. And the guy goes, oh, come on. And he goes, okay, 40 minutes. And he goes, no, I'll give you an hour. And I'm just annoyed about it.
And I still like you.
I still like you. You're very charming. Sends him in. James Bond goes in the only way he knows how. Q sent him a duffel bag with a jet ski in it.
Mm-hmm.
The jet ski has the brand name Wet Bike.
Yeah, because it does have the front of a bike on the...
It's the ugliest fucking thing. It looks like
it's
Dixie
really
Cup.
It's really bad.
It's so bad.
Creative automobile, though.
Wet Bike?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. He gets on the Wet Bike, goes over to Atlantis. Just goes in the front door.
Yep.
And then tries to sneak around. No one expects a wet bike. Sneaks around a little bit. And then over the intercom, Stromberg's like, Mr. Bond, please come downstairs. Idiot, why'd you get on my ship? Which makes James Bond get in the elevator, which we've seen. Sends you to the pool of sharks. But then the elevator just goes downstairs because James Bond figured out how to do the splits before the elevator opened and sent him to the sharks.
He's a slick man.
Gets down there. Stromberg says like three words. Then James Bond just straight up shoots him four times.
Literally twice in like the chest. One in the dick. Yeah, 100% through the dick. And then like almost in the head.
There's no, like, that's... Normally there's a monologue. There's something. Mm-hmm. James Bond came downstairs and said, where's my girlfriend? Oof, 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 oof.
Done.
Ices that fool and then goes and gets Agent Triple X. Meanwhile, they're a little bit late to the U.S. is like, torpedoes away.
Yeah.
Starts sinking Atlantis. The base is sinking. They get on an escape pod. They escape and then make love in the escape pod.
Love it.
As it comedically at the end of the movie floats up and the windows open and M and Agent Triple X's boss and Q all get to look in on this sex.
They're just improving relations between our nation.
Because James Bond can only have sex on boats.
He loves it. It was taken away from him once.
Especially when he is giving up being rescued in order to have sex on a boat.
100%.
That's the James Bond way. That's the plot of the movie. It only took us 20 minutes to recap.
Mm-hmm.
That was a two-hour movie. That's pretty good.
That's pretty all right.
Alex, how about your highlights and lowlights?
Okay, cool. My highlights would definitely have to be... loved the cinematography, as we discussed. I thought it was very, very fun. There were a lot of cool shots in the desert. We traveled around a lot. It felt very, I don't know, there was a lot going on. He wasn't very inappropriate. Well, he tried to be, but we had a lot more agency with the Bond girl.
It was good. The Bond girl, no losses for
mm-hmm.
her.
It was just a good plot.
It's just a good movie.
Yeah.
It's the 70s that revolved.
Right? Slightly.
Yeah.
Low lights? Or no, you got some highlights that you'd like?
I got some highlights.
Go for it.
I would say it's not necessarily what makes it a good film, but what got a really good laugh out of me was when Q's like, actually, I know how to track a submarine.
Yo.
The camera zoomed in on. I do love the underwater base. It was James Bond as hell. Like,
yeah, it was.
This giant crab-shaped underwater base was very cool. I loved the cinematography. All the shots in Egypt were gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Also, wait, I guess it's a highlight or just something crazy to call out. Tracy Bond, James Bond's wife, is canon in this movie. Agent Triple X is talking to James Bond. She's like, oh, James Bond, you've had many lovers, even a wife once, but she was killed. And then Roger Moore's like, oh, wait, we don't need to get into that, which makes it. It's just a whole thing.
Now so it's like the whole timeline are connected.
According to that, it's the same guy that different actors are playing. But the actors are so different from each other to me in the way that they act.
Definitely.
I don't know. That's crazy. So that's a revelation.
So that'll be interesting to see. I don't remember how they carry that over in the more new movies. So I'm excited to see.
Another big highlight for me, Roger Moore faces. His reactions to things are like
a lot of react shots.
I think like Sean Connery had the boyish charm and he was very manly and cool. George Lazenby was present and we loved that.
He showed up.
He showed up for his film and then got taken away. But like Roger Moore just has some silly big facial reactions to things. He's like, like and the funniest one was when after Agent Triple X is like, I'm going to kill you after this mission because you killed the guy that I love. And he's like, oh, but we can't just fuck about it. And she's like, no, I'm going to kill you. They're being lowered onto the submarine from a helicopter. And she's like frowning at him. And he gives her a look like, hey, come on.
Don't you love this?
Don't you love this? This is so silly. We're being lowered from a helicopter. And
so good.
I ate that up.
It was so good.
I thought that was very good. What kind of lowlights you got, Alex?
Oh, one other highlight, though. The sound design was really fun in terms of they got very creative with putting, I liked the moment with the music where what was it? When he was entering?
It's the James Bond theme, and he's like sliding to blow up blow a hole in a wall, and then he cuts off communications for the enemy, and when he flips that switch, the song abruptly ends.
Sick.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It was had some great effect. Low light. You go first.
This movie did not need to be 2 hours long.
Definitely not.
There was a little.
Why were we in Egypt so long and then also in another spot?
There, like, I was like, the Egypt movie is a different movie.
It was.
This movie is all about underwater stuff. Egypt, not that.
No.
I think, like, the Egypt stuff was so cool, but it, like, I got lost with like the microfilm bit. And I was like, why are we here? I love that we're here, but why?
Definitely. It seemed like he was just kind of doing it. Like, he was like, I want to get some sick shots. We're going to include all of this.
Like, yeah, I think it might have been just that, like, what's hot right now? Egypt. Okay. Like, when was King Tut's tomb discovered? Was it the 70s?
Who knows?
I think it was the 40s, but. Like, there's, I don't know, maybe Egypt fever was big and we got to do something in Egypt. Also, I felt like the movie should have ended when they blew up the cargo ship and did the nuke switch.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
the fight was long.
The fight was long. And then they do this huge climactic moment and James Bond goes, okay, we got to go to another ship now.
I got lost on which ships we were blowing up because they introduced that he had a really big one, but that's not the really, really big one that apparently is the biggest ship of all time is not the ship where the bad guy lives. He lives in his underwater cavern separately. It's like, how many more can we have?
Too much. Do you have any lowlights?
Oh, I'd just like to call out that starting to really notice a trend in these films in terms of anti-disability or any sort of deformities. Also, kind of crazy, they just randomly, I feel like they did not show this in the beginning, but the bad guy does have webbed hands.
The bad guy has, that's why he doesn't want to shake hands.
Yes! They really were not making this clear.
They didn't?
Or unless we missed it.
Okay, we didn't mention this before. Stromberg has webbed hands. He wants to live in the water like the other fishmen.
You'll be king.
You'll be king of the fish. He has webbed hands. And they don't outright, as far as we remember, say, hey, this dude's got webbed hands. What a creep. He just doesn't shake hands. And then we see his hands touching Agent Triple X's face. And we were like, does he have fucking webbed hands?
We were both silent because we were like, something seems different.
You're right, though. Like, the hench people are just people who are either, you said, if you're too short or too tall, you've got to be evil.
Literally. If you've got scarring, bad guy. Gay,
bad guy.
Like, they've got a very particular demographic that equals good man.
It's just anyone who's other has to be a villain.
Yep.
Which is wild. I agree. That's a little light. Probably series wide.
Yeah, for sure.
A low light for me that I'm not sure if it's a low light or not is this is just You Only Live Twice.
Yeah.
This is the plot is the exact same. But they go to Egypt instead of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You Only Live Twice is some mysterious power is eating up spaceships that people are sending up. It's the same plot. Instead of MI6 at the pyramids, it's MI6 underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of eating up submarines, it's eating up space capsules. If they go to a huge lair at the end,
yep.
And they have
almost identical.
Almost identical, except for in this one, the suits are red, and in the other one, the evil people's suits are yellow.
Yeah, even the way that they moved around was the same. Like, they included the same kind of technology. Like, it was pretty silly.
The little, Epcot train.
Literally.
It's just so... It's the same thing, which is why I think it's a low light. But I liked this one better.
Definitely.
But I wish it was Sean Connery.
Definitely. He is old.
If you would have kept... No, but he is old, but younger than Roger Moore.
No. Roger Moore is old. Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
And I feel like that's what's going to be a low light. Is he kind of...
Roger Moore is 50 in this movie.
Kind of start seeing the gap a little bit more.
We have 4 more Roger Moore films.
Hell yeah.
So by the end of his James Bond career, he will, oh my God, he will be 58.
Oh.
Which, he's not Pharrell, so he's not going to look great.
No.
I'm nervous about this.
Because it's already, he's kissing, like you said, mouth sucked in.
Okay. Let's talk about another low light, I guess. Roger Moore sucks his kisses.
Yep.
Every time he kisses somebody, he's inhaling. You see his cheeks get sucked into his jowls.
It's weird.
And it reveals the shape of his skull. It's truly harrowing.
They had a whole kiss that I was actually kind of like, I feel like they missed at first.
He's a bad kisser.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting. But Alex, what are some Bond moments from this movie that we haven't already talked about? I have a few.
Yeah, go for it.
A man dies and he puts an out of order sign on his body.
Yeah.
That was pretty great. Another good James Bond moment, I guess, is when Q is talking to him about the car and he goes, I know it is. Have I ever let you down? And he drives off and Q goes, every time.
Like, literally, frequently.
Constantly, frequently.
I love their little relationship.
Another James Bond moment that is only a recent development as of the last film, the villain has Tabasco.
Oh, yeah.
Prominently on their table.
Definitely.
Which is...
Bizarre.
Bizarre.
Weird. In this one, you didn't actually, see it, or the label.
But you knew it was there.
The only thing, that had a color on that table. Oh, and a good line that about Bond in the beginning when Emma's telling him to, that we need to get James Bond into the office. He goes, tell James Bond to pull out immediately. And it's just...
And then it cuts to James Bond absolutely boning down. And you're like, oh, I see what you did there.
Like, we love that.
That's pretty graphic
yep.
to me. As
and
like
it was early.
Early. 70s, Amir.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Alex, as we ask every week, is there a character in this movie that you would want to see a whole movie about?
There is.
Okay.
And the character.
Great.
The character I would like to choose for this film to follow. Ooh, I'd love to get some background on Jaws.
Yeah.
How do you get those in his mouth?
How do you get those metal chompers? Why is he unkillable?
Mm-hmm. James Bond tried to punch his mouth, and those motherfuckers did not move.
From what I know about Jaws in the next film, you're going to be even more entranced with him.
Oh, shit.
I think that's a good choice. You're picking Jaws?
Yep.
I love that. There's no person in this movie that... Honestly, the best character still for me was in From Russia with Love, where the Turkish intelligence guy is like, I grew up bending metal with my teeth
mm-hmm.
in the circus.
Mm-hmm.
much like Jaws.
Yep.
And you're like, tell me everything about your life. I think it's going to be Agent XXX.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Moldova. I don't know what her name is, but
there's something Russian.
She's incredibly capable.
Definitely.
She's been up to a lot.
Yep. Super hot.
Super hot.
Yeah.
Yowzers.
Her last outfit in that film is like,
Okay. Yeah. So I would say Agent XXX. And then the last piece, we have to rate the movie.
Okay. I'm going to rate this an 8.5.
An 8.5. Why would you rate it an 8.5?
Well, I got to make it above whatever I gave an 8. Actually, would I give an 8?
You gave an 8 to the movie with an identical plot. You only lived twice.
You love it when big ships eat smaller ships. It's so fun.
It is very fun. An 8.5. So this is the best James Bond movie you've seen so far.
I would say so.
I like that.
I also called that shot like halfway through.
No, that's good though. I'm going to give this one. I did really like this movie. I'm going to give this one a 7.5. Really liked it, but I wouldn't rewatch it immediately. And because I think there was just enough pacing weirdness in the middle bit. I was like, if this is an hour and a half, mm-hmm. I'd be into it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's that extra 30 minutes that you could cut somewhere that like would make the difference for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So far, this is the one that I would feel, especially out of Roger Moore, is the most comfortable to rewatch.
Agreed. Maybe of all of them.
Yeah.
Except for Dr. No is kind of fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But
they're still getting their footing. And maybe You Only Live Twice. Actually, don't quote me on that. But there was no slapping of a woman in this film.
Important.
Mm-hmm.
We love that.
Almost thought there might have been, but there wasn't.
Genuinely the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Y'all, that is it for Shaken and Stirred this week. Next movie.
Moonraker. Wait, that's not the title they said in the end. It said The Eyes. They just said it wrong.
They said For Your Eyes Only is the next one.
Yeah.
So Moonraker's sneaking in there. Interesting.
How did they do that?
Okay.
Follow up.
Error to report for this 1977 movie. It said next movie, For Your Eyes Only, but Moonraker came out between these, so.
Is it not canon?
No, Moonraker's canon. I think it's wild for them to, maybe this is just them finally finding the issue with calling your shot.
Yeah.
A movie early.
Yeah.
Like.
It's like, oh, no, wait, actually, we need to put everyone likes this movie. We should probably do a round two of this movie.
We'll be back for Your Eyes Only for Moonraker.
Woo!
We'll see which one it ends up being. As we say every week,
Goldfinger!
Wow!